Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. During November, children, we think especially about the church. We're thinking these days about the church triumphant in heaven, all saints. The church militant, that's us, fighting against the devil, fighting under the banner of Christ our King every day. And then the church suffering in purgatory by offering up prayers and indulgences for the poor souls. But you know, when we say church, there actually are two meanings to that word. So we mean not only the whole Catholic Church, the body of Christ in heaven, on earth, and in purgatory, but we also mean the church building, where we come to God's house. And what do when we come to church, children? Why, we come to Holy Mass, the sacrifice of the Mass. We go to confession. We make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament. We receive other sacraments. In a word, children, when we come to church, we pray. We pray. Now, today, we are praying in spirit. It's almost a little bit like pretending that we are actually in this great basilica, the Pope's Cathedral in Rome, called St. John Lateran. It was the first church built after the persecution of the Christians stopped. It was the first church to have consecrated walls and a consecrated altar. Because before then, because of the persecution, they couldn't usually have church buildings. And so, when we keep this feast day, we're remembering that we are all of us Roman Catholics. Even if you never get to Rome, although I hope you do, it's a nice place to visit and very wonderful to see. It's a holy, holy city. Still, that's your city. We're honorary citizens of Rome because we're members of Christ Church, which has its headquarters there.
The next week, we'll be thinking about our own church. It will be already the second anniversary of the dedication of our new church. And it would have been 25 years since we dedicated our old church. So we're thinking about church buildings. And on Friday, there's another Roman feast, a week from Friday, for the dedication of Saints Peter and Paul. What do we do in church? We pray. And how does the church pray, children? Well, the church's favorite way of praying is not just to say words, not even just to mean them, I mean with our head and our heart, but the church's favorite way to pray is to sing. Yes, to sing. All of the church's official prayer, her public prayer, is sung every day. Now, it's true if you can't quite get up a choir, it's all right to have a low mass and to read it, and the priest usually, he reads his prayers in the name of the whole church by himself. He just moves his lips. But if you can, you're meant to sing. For example, you helped me to sing Vespers the other day, and that was a nice service. A little on the long side, it's true, but a lovely service to open up the feast day of All Saints. The church has her public prayer sung whenever she can because she figures that's the best way to give honor and glory to God and to show that we're happy to be praying and to be here. So it's a good way to stay awake, too, if we're filling our lungs with air and we're singing to God's glory as best we can. I'm thinking of singing today because today we have the feast day of two saints who were great singers. The first of these is on the calendar, Saint Theodore. He's a patron saint of soldiers and also of sick children. In Rome, mothers bring their sick children to his church, and he's called Toto. That's sort of his little nickname, St. Toto. And they pray to him, St. Theodore, this great soldier saint, for healing. Well, St. Theodore was a brave soldier who knocked down a temple that belonged to a pagan goddess. And for his troubles, he was tortured cruelly. And they put iron hooks, and they ripped his flesh off so you could see his ribcage. Well, that hurt very much. And was he afraid? No, he was singing the whole time to show how happy he was to suffer for our Lord. Singing the whole time. St. Theodore is a good example. And he kept on repeating over and over again, I will bless the Lord at all times. That's from the Psalms, the church's official Psalms. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Another saint that we have today is an Irish saint. He was the successor of St. Patrick. And his name is St. Benin. When he was a little boy of 5 years old, St. Patrick came and he stayed at his house. And he was so impressed that St. Patrick was in his own house that he went to his bedroom at night and he put flower petals all over St. Patrick as a way of showing his devotion because he was such a great saint and miracle worker. And when the time came for St. Patrick to leave and to go someplace else, this little boy said, Oh no, St. Patrick, please don't leave. And he clung to his legs as if not to let him walk away. Well, his father gave him permission, because the Irish did this sometimes, to go with St. Patrick and to be his disciple. Even though he was only 5, I imagine he was very well behaved. And he had a very beautiful singing voice. And so he was called St. Patrick's psalm singer. And St. Patrick put him in charge of his musical department for the divine office and the mass and everything. And he sang his whole life long for God's greater honor and glory. And that's the same thing that you do, children, as you grow up singing God's praises, trying to honor him as best you possibly can. You'll probably get better as time goes on. You'll learn the music. It will come into your ear, we say. And you'll learn how to modulate your voice to sing along with everyone else so that nobody's voice stands out, just as nobody should not sing. Nobody should sing too loud. But as you get older, you'll learn these things. What's most important when we sing? To remember, we're singing what? Our prayers, the praises of God. And when we sing, we show how happy we are to honor him this way. We could just have quiet masses, I suppose, if we wanted to, children. And they do in many schools, I think. But we want to give God our very best. That's why, like St. Theodore or St. Benin, we're singing to our Lord every day because we remember what St. Augustine said, He who sings prays twice. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.